your screen was also wet.
Screen is big.
Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so then we can look at the agenda for this meeting.
Okay. Put some new things in the map. So this is it. I don't know the shortcut, so fine. Well, a functional design meeting, that's the stage we're in. And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you, I think. You're prepared
Well, yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. You also have received an email, the new project requirements from our bosses?
No.
Oh, I've received an email with some additional requirements.
Right.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations, because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our functions will be, and then we can discuss some more closing.
You wait 40 minutes for this?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Rekke, the closing, I will not look at it yet.
Right.
Now look at that. I'll show that to this board.
Notes first meeting. Now, I gave you this a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that. We have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have a DVD and a television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of our ideas.
Yeah.
Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
Yeah.
But well, I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from Thijs, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It should be recognizable at all times. Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones. And the technical aspect, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions, should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting. It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext. Maybe a new sort of thing, but not teletext.
It's not my place.
Well, the second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include the DVD, and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
Oh, all right, that's a shame.
So that's a shame, because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can reach.
Forget about it, it's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar. Not only this, the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a new fashionable company. I read it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what company we were, but we designed especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it
okay.
has to be a modern design, and it's important to know what you're designing.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have
yeah.
three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
Oh, you have to start? I didn't see anything about who had to start. Well, then start.
I just have to think which file is mine because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay. Well,
I think it's this one. But I'm not sure.
I have you already opened the
yeah. See. Alright. Yes. This is
yeah.
It. Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements. To start with these points. Next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues. So we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all of the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it, the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot. This might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Right. A lot of losers, users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
It's
so
actually being used from the television because it can also be used for our televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that leaps to your remote control.
Yeah, but what if you lose your click-on device?
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No, but it specifically
yeah.
says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Yeah.
So. Well, a beeping
yeah.
device would be. Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn, so the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read it?
Oh.
No. So it is useless to add one, you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use than the manual.
You should take a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, right.
It should always be a manual, but
and it should
be
consistent with all the remotes.
About a remote controller.
Yes. Okay.
Well,
maybe
for right.
If you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be a manual, but not to explain how the remote works.
And we don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
We are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Oh, right. Right.
Is that
right.
Part of the user? No. Well, we'll have a look.
Next point.
Yes?
RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but the designer should take it should.
Consider
the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be good in your hand. Right, this is the most important part. We're, like the requirement said, we're going to specify, we're going to target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50 as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
But. They think it's really important. So if we want to, if we have a big, if we make lots of their stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it. Your task to look into the costs of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any information on that.
That's
so
no, I know.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very. Costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important for
the
sale.
Very demanding. It's not yet a standard development.
LCD is more reachable than a speech recognition. So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, right. We'll consider both and see what we can find.
Right.
We don't rule them out immediately.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can right.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
Well, next, I don't know who is next. You got a
technical talk.
Yes? Well, go ahead.
Well, it was my task to explain or to point out a working design. We have that here. We can hardly enlarge it so that you can have the F5.
F5.
Yeah. Well, the working design, that's my.
Next button.
Well, alright, you know who I am and what I do. So, we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to. Copy paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. But I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. You can see.
Maybe you can select it.
I can select on the games.
No,
it goes
the whole picture.
You can read it. It's not too difficult. Well, this is a schematic. View of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the to the SEP. And the source is of course the user. The user interface is the buttons of course. And the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. And the chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic idea. Very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code. A specific code to indicate that specific button that's pressed, of course, and it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD. If we had done that, and the
but we don't. We no,
yeah.
No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have shown a couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart and anything. It's not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that. So that it becomes more user-friendly, and that problems like RZ and those kinds
right.
of things don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much. Channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
So that, but I think it's very important to make the power, channel, and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
And you can immediately
make them easy to
well
to press.
You don't have to look and
like
search for them.
If you have
right.
The most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same moves,
but if you
would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's one
of
the things about RSE.
That's right.
Well, you can't have any every button under the thumb, of course.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart, so you would
that's very important,
reject RZ.
Maybe you can make, for channel changing, two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do it like this.
Yes. I saw that on my mobile telephones, they also get
the
same
voice thing. For people, when they pick up remote, know that they have to do that. It's a new feature.
Well,
you can make a
right.
double feature like a button on the top and on the
but also if someone
so
puts picks
up and down
this
remote.
Well,
if someone picks up this remote and he touches the side and he's already on the next channel, that's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah. Right.
But in any case, the basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty basically as you said. And I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not. Very useful for you. So exactly. Oh, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this one. I had to make a schematic of the thing. Well, I had too little time, but don't look at this, please.
Well,
I think it's clear how it works. All right. That's the most important thing.
Nice.
All right.
Then Mike can give the third person.
visualization.
Time
then we have still time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right. So.
So.
Mm.
That's cruel, Aaron.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but offices. No, that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different people like different homepages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Different links, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay, yeah,
well. Yeah. Well, I'm Mike Junger, user interface designer. The method, well, I used my own experience with remotes to good look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already in use.
Yes, this is from another manufacturer.
Alright.
This one is engineering centered, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user centered.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I like user
centered.
Yeah.
I like user centered also the best.
We also.
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and data text and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would use more, or need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we'll need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can't really see different from different sides, but I think.
No, I should also.
You can roll it if you want.
Mm. Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of a removable front.
Mm-hmm.
You can customize.
Well, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company. So
mm-hmm.
We cannot just
make
someone.
No, it's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the site they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every remote.
Yeah,
so
it's almost
like
yeah.
We can put it on the back side.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
yeah.
Put a front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
the lowest part of the remote isn't changed by front. Okay.
Like I said, I thought we'd use more function. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So yeah.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the work document file?
I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think. And
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's a high interested. In features, they are high interest in feature, but they are more critical. Critical.
Younger,
so the younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we? I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap. You can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some don't do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
aren't
used much. Well, because you say that their features are important, they want
about
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens, but
look at these numbers.
the newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So we must build in something, or they will go to the concurrent.
Our competitors.
Competitors, right. So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though
well
it costs a little more.
Maybe we could. On some calculators, you have those little
right
LCD that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status information. Yeah.
Which program we're watching or something.
Yeah. Those kind of things. Because you also have those program recognition for your PCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different symbols on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example,
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it's only integrated. Yeah.
Just
integrate
in jump to make it more
so when you sit like this, you're gonna come up. Something like on some radios in the car, where it's walking.
Yeah, right. It's
RD
is a ticket type idea. But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design. But the scrolling text and that kind of stuff.
Script that keeps it rolling, and it's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time,
five
I think.
Minutes, for program.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
Alright, we go with the LCD.
Well, I think so, yes.
Yeah,
but
we still need to know how much that will cost. Right, I don't know if I can find that.
No,
but maybe
we'll
get that information.
We can use this board again. I think we can put some decisions about the controls we want. The issue with the
where's my presentation?
Yeah, I understand.
You
should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now, I think. This I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Should we start with the most important parts?
Yes.
LCD screen
at the bottom.
All right. So we start with the power button.
Yeah.
When you sit, how do you use that? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
Yeah, but with the LCD screen on the top.
The thing is terrible.
Natural. Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom. Yeah, but that's where your hand palm might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then
we'll draw two. And now we see
maybe we should centralize the discussion here. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing.
No,
are we finishing with something?
Yeah, good. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's.
Well, I think the LCD is like small. It's wide. It's not high. But
Mike has a point because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons, but the buttons at the
bottom.
So I like to use the ones on the top. So when I have
we're making one remote with an
well, I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's
but
also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
yes, but we don't want that. We don't want them to look like a calculator. We want to look like our original.
Yeah, you don't have to throw an important aspect like familiarity completely away because
maybe a bigger, better white.
I think it's still important to have it at the top.
Format, line wide.
Right, but it's more familiar. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
when I draw here, it
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
a little bit. It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better. But now, you only have
it's
one
special pen.
Screen,
all right, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
We don't have much time.
No.
I think we have a few functions, and we can put the LCD above it, and still have lots of room at the bottom where you can put your hand.
I think it should be at the bottom. Bottom.
Well,
bottom.
I'm
the LCD.
In a few minutes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. We're two
with VS2. Well, but what if we would first decide the different functions and then look at the design?
We,
because
we
have to decide this.
We should summon the, the different aspects of the thing. So we have the power button.
Moreover, I think that you two should be come to a consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's,
well,
power
we have a power button. Guys,
I have to agree. I can say from it's like this.
Right.
We have the power button, setting buttons, LCD window, the number buttons,
general
volume
control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this. To the channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in the circle, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
that's also
volume
design.
Control also.
Yes.
In
next speed.
Well,
on this remote, these controls are for something else. If you
they are for some video.
Drops on this button.
You should put that power button channel and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more away from each other.
So people have to move their hands, and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position constantly with one hand.
That's
you
what I always do, because all my board buttons are in the same place.
People don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No,
they have to be centered.
We have to choose a
frequency of button use.
Yes.
channels are most used. Within the hour, so the channel buttons should be far apart, I think.
Up and down, I don't think.
Up and down, far apart from each other?
You're thinking about RSE.
Well, not too much.
Look at frequency. Not too much, but
the other two frustrations are far more important. So.
I think you connect the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example, the power button, you can,
when
someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside, because I have someone at the
bottom.
So that one can be put away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The power button can
be... The power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
I should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, 5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with those
can
numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it's
well,
pretty
I have
pretty,
here.
Pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do.
Yeah.
Think
well,
that's
going to take too much
time.
You
have to central now. Just
yes.
You decide that. You decide that.
Yes.
All right.
Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike, but you will have to make consensus with Thijs,
well, consensus?
Well, it's a bit hard because we are going to be individually, that's a bit...
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, I still think it's quite important.
Yes, it is.
We have it at the top, so, yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but
Well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay. All
right, these functions.
But
we
agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
That's okay.
The number function.
That's not.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Just
when you it has to recognize one as there can still come more.
No, if you on
like
most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes.
Yeah.
All right. So no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
You still have the pictures over there.
Yeah. So.
You do need
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
Is it very brief?
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We'll have those buttons about. And there are two important buttons we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and less wide, and the button that you can go to A here for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clap.
Those two, or it's just two, and we make clap?
Just two on the
That's a bit
you can
waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Or at the top. Your LCD stand.
You can put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated.
Yes.
You just put it somewhere. They aren't used much. Not as much as those others. So.
Yeah, they can be smaller round.
Yeah, a bit smaller. And well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah. Yeah, or at the top. Yeah. What do you think? Those buttons?
Well,
above
I think they should in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we decided later. We have it, and we decide later where it goes.
Yes. Well, any other?
Well, if you why go to video, if you
go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to
have
the
video channel. You can set
AV.
To the video channel
it's
from
this
zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Not
at
my
zero.
Remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than.
Yeah
but you can set.
Yeah,
but
down
when you set down zero,
yes.
You get to AVI.
Yes,
I don't. I go to 99.
No, then you press 99. I think go to video is.
That's the button.
But it's easy to go. If you are at channel 55 and you want to go immediately to the video channel, you have to push to.
No,
to
you can push
zero.
Yeah.
To get to
I think that one button is. I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. All these different buttons.
The buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's incorporated with plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
The.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to of course, to configure.
Okay. Oh, the OK button. oh, you all have that in the center, an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu. Menu button.
You should. Yeah. I think that's important.
Channel setting
no.
Menu. Jongens, we moeten gaan. We have to go.
The same to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, save. Yes, save.
The menu button is also important.
In yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu. It's
like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu, yeah.
You can then adjust it with the setting buttons or something. because
all right.
buttons are reduced if you are in the menu.
Guys, we're going to give them our rooms and we'll do the sides things on our own, I think.
Great.
So.
All
right. Well, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way, now. So
I'm hungry.
Lunch!
You have to cool my belly.
We didn't exactly do that.
I'm going to sneak it off. See you later.